So Steve and I worked at the old Jacobson store on Michigan Avenue. And this may paint me as a horribly shallow person, but again, this is somebody I looked at and I went, this dude looks cool. This dude looks like, you know, he's got it going on. He's got shit going on. This is like a cool dude and I'd like to talk to him and stuff. And we just started talking about music. And I said, hey, I got this band. And it went from there. Steve was a person I worked with more closely. I didn't work closely with Jim that much. I knew of Jim. I may have talked to him once or twice, but Steve was the one that I worked with more closely. I gave him a tape and I think I kind of sort of convinced him to try to manage us and stuff and book us gigs. And he did for a little bit, but it wasn't his thing. He's like, I don't really want to do this. But that's kind of where my involvement with Steve in terms of the band went. You know, I tried to get him to book us gigs and stuff and manage us. Yeah. And it's not what he wanted to do. I don't blame him. He helped us with some of the earlier gigs. I think he helped point us to Nunzio's. And the gentleman that booked the place escapes my, I think it's a Chato? Yep. And, you know, pointed us in that direction and bookies and whatnot. And it kind of really gave us the initial nudge, right, in terms of play here, play there, check this out, talk to that guy kind of thing. Right. And it was the initial nudge, and it was a very good thing that he did.